Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Neil Howard, here on Health Professional Radio. Thanks for joining us again. In this segment, going to have a conversation with Jennifer Thompson, president of the Insight Marketing Group. She's joining us here on Health Professional Radio to talk about a few of the aspects of marketing and healthcare, such as how to create and control a medical practice's digital footprint, the importance of online reviews for physician offices, why it's important to put patients forward when it comes to marketing, and a couple of other tips that she's going to share with us. All of that in 10 minutes here on Health Professional Radio. Welcome to the program, Jennifer Thompson.
Hey, thanks for having me, Neil.
A bit of your background, if you would. We'd like to know where it is that you fit into healthcare.
So, Neil, I'm a reformed politician where I sat in public office for years. And during that time, had started a medical marketing company. Mm-hmm. And now we've been in business for about 15 years. We work exclusively with independent physician practices all over the United States with specialties ranging from orthopedics to ophthalmology, ear, nose, and throat, vascular, fertility, you name it. So anything related to marketing for an independent physician practice, that's our wheelhouse.
Why is it necessary to market when you're a physician? Everybody gets sick.
Well, more and more these days, the way that people are choosing their physicians mm-hmm. is they go online. Whether they get a referral from a physician who says, maybe their primary care says, go over to this orthopedic practice over here and go mm-hmm. see Dr. Jones. Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing I'm going to do, as most consumers, is I'm going to go online and I'm going to look up Dr. Jones and see if this is the doctor I actually want to go to. Take that a step further. You're new to a community and you need a pediatrician. Typically, what's happening now is people are taking to Facebook or to websites like Nextdoor, and they're saying, hey, I'm new to the neighborhood. I need a pediatrician. Mm-hmm. Who do you recommend? And this is all plays into the way that marketing is playing into the decision process for patients for your practice.
So people are looking online. They're not just looking for a doctor's credentials. They're also looking about how the doctor's using those credentials. How is he interacting with his patients? What do his patients and clients feel about him? Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The patient experience is so often these days not defined strictly through what's happening at the practice between the provider and the patient relationship. Mm-hmm. The patient experience starts before patients even make their appointment. And what I mean by that is, you know, they get that recommendation from their primary care to go see Dr. Jones, the orthopedic surgeon. Mm-hmm. And before they even make the appointment, they look up to see what other people have said about their experience with Dr. Jones. And so if there's a couple things out there that maybe are negative, that's the perception that this potential patient is going to have before they even step their foot in the door.
How do you train a physician? How do you train a practice to effectively market, to navigate so much opinion, so much bias?
I think it starts with training your folks to understand what the patient's journey is like these days and how patient experience kind of plays into that journey. You know, I don't know. We oftentimes will assume that staff understands that patients are choosing our practice based on reviews and what other people are saying. But the reality is we have to take time to explain this to our staff. So we have to over communicate that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really the first step. And what I often suggest to the practices that we work with is take this data that's available in the public domain out there about your practice and analyze this data to find out where you might have an opportunity to make improvements. I have a really large practice that I work with that has more than 10,000 reviews online. Wow. We were able to take those reviews, download them, and look for themes. And those themes told us that in the case of a negative, it typically had something to do with billing or with the front desk staff. And it allows us to train the front desk staff on kind of in those soft skills from a customer service standpoint, explain to the front desk staff how what they're doing with patients is impacting the practice as a whole. And we were able to move the needle from about a 4.2 star rating to a 4.4 star rating, which is pretty significant when you consider it's 10,000 plus reviews. It's like moving an aircraft carrier. You don't just turn the wheel. But I think one of the biggest pieces of advice that I can offer is take that information that's out in the public domain, find out what that information is telling you, and then train your staff on how to be better at their job from a customer service standpoint. That's how you allow staff to market your practice. And you have more staff than you'll ever have marketing folks. So we might as well kill two birds with one stone and make sure that we're putting our best foot forward.
What type of practice doesn't have an HR department to kind of oversee the training of staff?
I would say most practices that I work with do not have an HR department. Oh, in fact, you know, if you've got 20 or 30 employees and that's it, chances are you don't have somebody that's strictly in charge of HR. And I would go further to say that your human resource folks are probably more concerned about compliance, meaning the regulatory requirements, things of that nature. They're probably not necessarily looking at what the information out in the public domain is telling you and coming up with a plan on how you can kind of get in front of that and put your best foot forward.
Who's thinking about the patient?
I'm going to say every single person needs to be thinking about the patient, from the doctor standpoint to the staff standpoint to the marketing team. I mean, at the end of the day, everything should be about the patient and delivering the absolute best patient experience that we can.
I understand that you say that everyone should be thinking about the patient, but obviously maybe some of the people in the marketing department aren't necessarily thinking about the patient. They're thinking about the physician and how he can gain more patients. What do you do if physicians aren't on the same page when it comes to how to move the practice forward?
I think with physicians, it boils down to data. And the beauty about the way that we market these days is that there's so much data available, and it's just a matter of looking at it and showing the physicians specifically what works and what doesn't. And I think that when you put data in front of a doctor, if it's pointing in the right direction and they agree with the data, then you can get everybody on the same page. It's the old way of doing things didn't necessarily have as much data as we have these days. And, you know, I think that lended itself to being difficult to get everybody like together working towards the common goal. But these days it's not like that. So I think if you're having a problem getting a physician on board with a marketing program, look at your data first and let the doctor see that.
So basically Insight Marketing Group turns all of the physicians' practice employees into effective marketers?
We focus on marketing a medical practice and putting the practice in the right place at the right time at the exact moment that a patient is looking for you. So whether that's a website, managing your digital footprint, asking for reviews, things of that nature, that's really our wheelhouse. In the last couple of years, we've focused on training employees based on the data that I was mentioning about the public domain. So we've really been going deep, analyzing what that data is telling us, and then creating training programs specific to make employees, to provide them the opportunity to be better at their jobs, whether it's training them on patient experience, making them better communicators, or explaining to our employees how marketing plays into the practice. That's kind of been a focus in the last couple of years. I think that the most successful practices that we work with are where we are able to do our job from a marketing standpoint as a partner with the practice, but where we have somebody internal that we're working with, those are the best partnerships that we've got moving forward.
Let's talk about this COVID-19 pandemic situation that we're in right now. When you're talking about managing a practice's digital footprint, are you finding greater challenges now that telehealth, telemedicine has skyrocketed, exploded now?
No, not at all. We actually find that the practices that had a robust marketing program pre-pandemic have been the most successful. And I say that because being able to quickly pivot into telemedicine is what kept a lot of practices, kept their doors open. And when they had a robust social media program or a robust website, we were very quickly able to get, you know, CDC guidelines and protocols up on those websites. We were able to change all of the directory listings open to closed, or adding telemedicine across the board online to all those directory listings. And we were able to utilize social media, especially for those practices that really excelled in having a social media presence pre-COVID. We were able to really lean into that to focus on patient readiness, to focus on giving patients a glimpse at what their next appointment might look like, and be able to get the word out that the practice was accepting telemedicine appointments. So if you had a robust marketing program pre-COVID, those practices were very successful in communicating to patients during COVID.
Jennifer, where can we learn more online about Insight Marketing Group?
Absolutely. There's a couple places. One, I would give you my website, which is Insight, M as in marketing, G as in group.com. So it's insightmg.com. And I would also encourage anybody to find out more about us by listening to our podcast, the Doctor Marketing Tips Podcast, available on iTunes or any podcast player that's out there.
Great. Jennifer, it's been a pleasure speaking with you this morning.
Neil, thank you so much.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Jennifer Thompson, served as president of Insight Marketing Group. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Listen in, download a SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.